following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The trap was set in the Meadowlands, but the Panthers escaped with a big win against the New York Jets. Now, they have to navigate the bayou to seize control of the NFC South from the Saints. Also, players like Kurt Coleman are letting their shoes do the talking on important causes. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers Huddle. The goal of every team in the National Football League is to be playing meaningful football in the month of December. That's exactly where the Panthers find themselves, in the middle of a three-way battle for the NFC South title. Historically, this team is built to win in crunch time, as they did against the New York Jets. Now, knocking off the New Orleans Saints on Sunday will require their best performance of the season.
I said, nice job.
This week, the focus was cleaning up those things that led to some tense moments in the Panthers' 35-27 win against the New York Jets. Defensively, there were some misassignments that could have cost the Panthers their eighth win of the season. Saints quarterback Drew Brees will not be so forgiving.
This is a great quarterback we're about to face. We got to go out there. We got to be all in one sound and one beat and go out there and make plays.
Now, Cam Newton knows that offensively, they have to make corrections as well. Wrestling control of the NFC South away from the Saints will require their best effort of the season.
I'm excited about this opportunity. I know they may be feeling the same, but I know guys in that locker room right now are chomping at the bit, just ready to prove, you know, to ourselves as a team, like this is a defining moment for us as a team that we need.
This man right here beside me is the decorated head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Ron Rivera joins us now in the Panthers Huddle studio. Coach, when you got an important game coming up, your team obviously knows what's coming. So how do you monitor kind of their emotional temperature to make sure they get to a fever pitch at the right time?
Well, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, Mick, is we all understand the significance and importance of this game. And it does go back to my mantra that this is the most important game we're about to play because we are about to play it. But there really truly is a lot riding on it because we're both 8-3. We're both at the top of our division. The winner comes out having the lead in the division, and that's very important. So I think the guys get it. They understand how important it is. Now you're right. It is up to me and the coaches and the other players to kind of figure out how we can bring that to a crescendo.
Been hit with this a lot this week, I know, Coach, but as the week has evolved, any change in the status of Greg Olsen and Ryan Khalil?
Well, you know, again, Ryan Khalil's still working through it. He's done a great job, and it's just a matter of patience as we start getting ready to go down this downstretch of the season. Greg's a day-to-day thing. It really is, and that's the hard part with it because coming off the foot surgery, having a little back soreness right now, these are things that we've got to make sure we're handling properly.
How about the Warrior King on defense, Thomas Davis? Was he nicked up a little bit in the last game?
Yes, he was. You know, and again, Thomas is one of those things that with him, it's a game day situation as well.
Is this possibly the best special teams Panther team in a while?
I think it can be. I mean, we've got dynamic returners, punt and kick. We've got a really good punter who's doing a great job right now flipping the field with some tremendous cover guys, guys that are willing to get downfield and make plays, guys that block very well for the returners. And then our kicker's having a great year right now. He really is. I think he's something like 23 for 24 already. So very pleased with what we're doing on special teams.
And I think everybody understands when you get in to late November, early December, division games matter that much more, and games in general matter that much more. So I don't, you know, it's going to be a big game. It's going to be a good environment down there like it always is. And you got to take it one game at a time. All these games at this point are big.
There's a lot at stake. You know, we have a chance to reclaim the lead in the division. And, you know, that's one of the things that we preach as a team, you know, just really being the leader of this South. So in order for us to do that, we got to win this game this weekend.
I mean, I think that's the great thing about this team is we found a lot of different ways to win, and it's going to pay dividends as the time gets a little crunchier, and you got to find those ways to gut it out and get those tough wins any way, any means by possible. And right now, I'll take any win right now.
Coming up on The Huddle, there were some tense moments against the Jets, but they found a way to earn their fourth straight win. Also, the Panthers hit the road to spend quality time with the women and men who protect this country. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's bow time.
The Carolina Panthers could be at a slight disadvantage today. With absolutely nothing to lose, the 4-6 Jets are dangerous and unpredictable.
Everybody in tight. Nothing but your best today, man. Nothing but your best. Nothing but the best. Set that tone, baby. Let's go. It's time.
Nothing comes easy in the NFL. That's why it was incumbent on the Carolina Panthers to avoid the trap being set by the struggling New York Jets. There were more reasons than one to be fully engaged against a team this franchise had never beaten in the Meadowlands.
Newton takes, fakes a handoff, sprints left. Newton with a stiff arm, touchdown, Carolina.
The Panthers bogged down after taking an early lead as missed opportunities began to mount.
The Jets, they're slowly getting their confidence up and feeling that they can stop the Carolina Panthers.
McCown, five-step drop, leans back, lost the pass towards the end zone. Anderson makes the catch. Did he hold on to it? Yes, touchdown.
Just as suddenly as the lead slipped away.
McCown, he throws the ball long and right, touchdown. And the Jets have the lead.
The defense and special teams sent a shockwave through the crowd.
Panthers got to shake themselves and get with it. Count. Yanked down by Horton. Fumble the ball. Carolina scoops it. Keekly off to the races. To the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
And this is what the defense needed to kind of get themselves back in the mix. Now offense has to go ahead and come up.
Play comes up, takes it on the run. 40's been moved to the 45, up the middle, 50. Down the left sideline, 20. 10. Kalen Clay takes it home.
And the fans here, they just got up and on their way out the door because they know that this is over.
The Panthers had to dig down deep to pull off the win.
Now the Panthers come up here and get a hard-fought victory, and it was a sweet one.
Good things on the offense, good things on the defense, a great thing on special teams. That's what you got to do.
The team's fourth straight victory sets up another showdown in the Big Easy against their division rival, the New Orleans Saints.
Final score, Carolina 35, the Jets 27.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
As we alluded to at the end of the rewind segment, Coach, it's obvious you got a huge game for your team in New Orleans in the Superdome. What did your club give you on the practice field this week in preparation for the game?
I thought it was a good week, Mick. You know, one of the things that we tried to emphasize was how important the preparation of this game was. This game really isn't about what they do. It's about how we handle what we need to do. That's the biggest thing, more so than anything else. You know, things that we want to do offensively, defensively, special teams, we've got to be on par with them. We've got to be better than them to give ourselves the opportunity to win a football game.
Coach, observing the NFC South, it feels like the deepest, the best division in football this year. How's it feel to you coaching in the NFC South?
Very tough. It really is. You know, we're very fortunate in the South. For the most part, all four teams have franchise-type quarterbacks. Drew Brees is probably a first-ballot Hall of Famer-type player. Matt Ryan's having a good year. Jameis Winston, young guy that's been banged up a little bit, but he gives his team an opportunity to fight. And, of course, Cam Newton is, you know, our guy, and, hey, we, you know, he's a league MVP, so we're very fortunate to have this many good quarterbacks in the division.
No, you're not huge on stats, but, Coach, your teams are 35-17 in November and December. That's the Ron Rivera Panthers. How have your clubs able to play their best when it matters the most?
Well, you know, I think a big part of it is about the way we prepare and continue to prepare throughout the year. But also, we play a lot of young guys early. You know, we're not afraid to mix these guys in and have them be part of what we're trying to do because they gain valuable experience so that when we get to the end of the year, they're playing and they're playing well.
Still to come, the Panthers put their best foot forward for charity. And some members of the team get the chance to say thanks to our military at Fort Bragg. Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
When I say jumpers away, you're going to get a parachute.
Today is a great day for the Panthers and the United States Army because we had an opportunity to bring two different warriors together, the warriors from the Panthers and the warriors in the special operations community, so that the Panthers can see what these young soldiers are doing day in, day out.
Oh.
Jumper two, you got it? See the smoke?
Yes, sir.
Good job,
wow. That's awesome.
I get that it's a controlled environment, guys, but I did pretty good for my second jump.
Yeah. It's a cool experience for us to come down here and just kind of get a peek behind the curtain and get a greater understanding and appreciation for what they do.
All the way down to your belt and hold it, you'll come almost straight down. Look at it, man. You got skills.
I killed it.
It's definitely humbling as well just to, you know, interact with the troops and, you know, just see how it is in their shoes for a day. I know it's nowhere close to, you know, what we would see on a daily basis for them, but it's definitely humbling.
How are you?
Can I have you sign my glove?
Sure.
It's just an extra special day, but it's even more special because we had Mr. Richardson here. He's from this area, and I know that the troops from the commanding general on down to that young soldier is very gracious to have him here and take time to say thank you to these young soldiers.
It's a Panther team tradition. Panther players have long been active in the community, championing many different charities and organizations close to their hearts. This weekend in New Orleans, it'll be the NFL's second annual My Cleats, My Cause game, which allows players and coaches to wear their hearts not on their sleeves, but on their shoes. Our Sharon Thorsland has more on this unique footwear game.
And I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for the staff, the parents. It's everybody together, that's what makes this thing go and it's special.
A self-described low-key guy, the Panther's safety wanted his footwear to really make an impact. So he enlisted the help of patients at Levine's Children's Hospital, asking them to draw pictures of their favorite superheroes.
You take your time and draw whatever you would like, okay?
For me, it was just seeing the creativity of the kids. They have such a great imagination. And I love everything that they do. I love that the kids just have fun and they put their heart into it.
Got a little fire flash. I love it. Some 3D work right here. You're good. Okay, what is the name that we came up with?
Patty Paws.
Patty Paws. Between Sissy Sparkles and Patty Paws, we're gonna change the world.
Coleman and his family spent an afternoon at Levine's visiting with children and watching them create their superheroes. And with so many great designs, it wasn't easy for Coleman to narrow down which ones would actually end up on the cleats.
What did we finish with?
R2-D2 and Spider-Man.
Give me some. That is sweet. Dude, this is the real deal right here. That, my man, is a winner. This is awesome. I'll cherish this. I really will. Give me some love, man. Appreciate it.
They went out there and they gave me everything they had. So I'm excited to wear these designs and everything that they put into it.
He isn't the only Panther putting his best foot forward. Some turn to Ryan Baer, owner of SR Customs. Baer has been designing shoes for years, starting with painting designs on shoes for his teenage sons.
Kind of fell into this full-time, but it's definitely a full-time thing. It started with that as a kind of a fun hobby, but ended up getting more serious. But wouldn't have it any other way.
He creates on average 10 pairs of custom cleats every week, and it's no easy task to bring them from the initial concept to the field.
Yeah, I normally tell people it's like painting a car. You sand a car down, you mask it off, you clean it off, you know, you take certain removers and finishers off. it does get repetitious, but at the same time, it's still fun because they're all different.
Bear has been working with Panthers players and coaches for weeks now to create the special shoes for the Mike Leitz, Mike Hawes game.
I think a lot of people will be surprised with what some of the guys end up wearing. Different colors, different organizations. I mean, it's all over the place. A lot of them have put their time into these organizations, and it's something they believe in, and they're playing for somebody. They're not just playing for themselves.
Panther linebacker David Mayo is using his cleats to salute our nation's military, in particular two people very close to his heart, his brothers Justice and Jordan, and Mayo couldn't be prouder.
And you know, every time that national anthem plays in the stadium, you know, I just thank God they came back from Afghanistan. I thank God that I'm able to do what I can do and that I live in such a great country. And those and my brothers are part of, you know, what makes being a United States citizen so great is, you know, we all feel safe. It's because of guys like them that really make that possible.
Every shoe tells a story. For players like Mayo and Coleman, it's an opportunity to make a difference by raising awareness for their foundations and causes and to let people know the impact they're having off the field.
I told them exactly what I wanted. There's going to be hopefully like an American flag on it, camo, their symbols on the back, their names on the sides. And then after the game, I'll probably give them each their cleat, which is going to be cool. I hope they like it.
I want to raise awareness, and I think there's going to be a great story behind every picture that you see out there, but also there's a great story behind me, you know, and what I stand for and what I've gone through and what my family's gone through in my life, and I want to be able to share my story with others. This is just another opportunity for us to show how great the players are, how great this league is, and how strong we are in our communities. You got to promise me one thing. Keep pounding. Keep pounding, buddy.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
The Saints had their 8-game winning streak stop last week in Los Angeles. They lost to a good Rams team 26-20. That win streak started back at Bank of America Stadium in September when the Saints beat the Panthers. But this time, Carolina's looking for a different outcome. Time now to take you into the enemy camp. Of course, the Saints are led by all-pro veteran QB Drew Brees. In his 17th year, he shows no signs of slowing down. He's already thrown for 3,000 yards to go with 16 touchdowns and just 5 interceptions on the year. The offense is much more balanced than it has been in the past, though, as the Saints are third in the NFL in rushing average, 142 yards per game on the ground. That balance has led New Orleans to average 29 points per game, which is fourth best in the NFL. Defensively, the Saints are ranked 16th, giving up 20 points per game, but they're sixth in the league in sacks with 31 on the year. So, Coach Rivera, let's flip it back to the Saints offense for a second. To what extent has that balance they've got now, they're running it with Drew Brees throwing, made them more difficult to prepare for?
Well, it does make it more difficult to prepare for because there's so many more things that they can do. I think the biggest thing that they have going for them right now is the different types of weapons. They've got speed at wide receiver. They've got size at wide receiver. They've got quickness at wide receiver. They've got tight ends that can get vertical very quickly. And then they've got, of course, the tandem of backs that they're using right now to run and throw the ball to. So, again, couple that all with, again, Drew Brees, the all-pro quarterback. And you do have a lot of things you've got to contend with.
And part of that is, Coach, moving Drew Brees off his spot. We always say it every time, you got to get this guy off the spot. And what I thought that the Saints were able to do, we're going to let this play run here, is that they were able to get push in front on a short-setting quarterback, making the quarterback hold the ball with good coverage downfield, and then allowing the defensive ends to come around and make those tackles. And so as we reverse this play, I want you to break down what you see in the secondary as Drew Brees is looking downfield.
Well, first off, what you have is they're giving you a cover two look, but in reality, they're going to play quarters. So I don't really think this confuses Drew Brees. It may have. He's looking at it going, okay, maybe they're playing too deep, and all of a sudden they're playing quarters. By that, what's going to happen is because they're playing quarters, They're going to match the underneath routes right and out. What's going to happen is there's going to be three defenders that are going to match, all right? These three defenders are going to match the guys that are releasing underneath. And that's going to take away the quick throw, forcing Drew to hold the ball. By doing that, what it's now going to do is it's going to allow Aaron Donaldson to push the middle of the pocket, not allowing Drew to step up and throw the ball deep. Once that happens, he's got to hold the ball, which now is going to go ahead and give the pass rush from the outside the opportunity to get to the quarterback. And then you're going to see the sack that's going to come up.
So as we let this play run, you're going to see the push that happens upfield?
And again, what happens is you see the underneath matching by the linebackers. They're going to take away the quick throws. We're going to roll underneath, eliminate this right here. We're going to eliminate this. Now what we're going to do is we're going to get the safety drive down right here, which is going to take away one of these throws. You're going to get this linebacker roll right here, which is going to take away this receiver. Then you're going to see this nickel over here. What he's going to do is he's going to drive, and he's going to roll with this. So these three primary receivers are eliminated. Now the quarterback's going to step up, and unfortunately what's going to step up as he steps into Donaldson, who's holding the front of the pocket in place, allowing the defensive ends a chance to come around and get the sack.
And so as he pushes the pocket, you'll see it come around. A very good defensive play, very good, really technically sound in the secondary, but a good job of continue on the outside. This is what we have. Starts with the coverage, Mick, but also the guys up front. Everybody has to work in tandem, do their job.
Drew Brees seems like a good ball handler, and he wields that pump fake like nunchucks. How does that complicate a defensive secondary?
Well, what happens is secondary's got to understand, do your job. Okay, if I'm supposed to be over the top of number two and he's going to pump fake to number three, I can't cheat to number three until the ball's released. I've got to stay over the top of number two. He's going to use his eyes. He's going to use the pump fake to try and get safeties, corners, and nickels off their spot and then come back and make the quick throw.
It's going to be fun. Kickoff set for 425. Mercedes-Benz Superdome is the place. Fox will have the pictures, but the place to listen to the radio is your Carolina Panthers radio network station nearest you. You turn down TV, you turn us up. Eugene, Jim, and me will have the call for you. So thanks, Coach. Can you leave us with a few last keys to victory for the Superdome?
Well, I agree with what Eugene said earlier. More importantly, we've got to get the quarterback off his spot. We can't give him time to throw the ball downfield. The underneath stuff, if where we need to be, we can drive up and make plays, and we've got to shut down the run. We've got to run the ball successfully.
That's a good TV show. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to our crew. For those folks and for the people you can't see, I'm Mick Mixon. We'll see you next time right here inside Panthers Huddle.